This is the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Realty Exchange, the top-performing real estate company in the Huntington, West Virginia tri-state area. Each week, your host, W.G. Bunch, and his guest share memories and stories about the past, the present, and the future of the Huntington tri-state area. That's Huntington, West Virginia, Ashland, Kentucky, and the Chesapeake and Proctorville, Ohio areas. If you used to live here, or you currently live here, you're going to catch yourself saying out loud, "Wow, I remember that." Now, here's WG.
All right, folks, once again, what? You guys cracked me up. You were really killing it there. But were you just laughing all the time?
He did that to me.
There
was no avoiding it, whether you wanted to laugh or not. It was happening.
So you were just being Ed McMahon there. And just
Exactly. Listen, everyone who knew William G., right, sometimes you just laugh to get to the next part of the story,
well,
right?
Like his facial expressions, like even when like I didn't need to laugh. Just like that, Alex, just like that. You can't avoid it.
Only they could see me at home.
Exactly. So once again, we're celebrating our best friend at the phenomenon that we know as White Gold, William G. Bunch, right? So again, he left us here in Huntington during high school, as we do. He started matriculating there in Houston, met all kinds of new friends. We just met the guys that he was in a fraternity with.
Yeah.
We're still hoping they make it out of Huntington without charges. every single one of them. Listen, Mayor, we love these guys. Let's just turn our head for this weekend. Everybody mourns in their own way, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right.
Absolutely.
But ladies and gentlemen, right now we have a very special friend. I have heard about this gentleman from the first time. It's been about 20 years ago that I met WG. And from the very beginning, I've heard about Mr. Mark McNitt. Ladies and gentlemen, meet a man from Houston that shares a lot of WG stories. Mark,
absolutely.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love you guys. And
I love you.
Appreciate the opportunity to talk about my wingman.
Yeah.
Now that's a big statement.
That is.
To have WG as your wingman. Now, what does that entail? What does that entail? Tell us what that means.
Maybe getting him out of maybe some situations and trying to.
We're not letting you off the hook. WG's not with us anymore. There are no statutes of limitations holding us back. All right. So, what are these situations? Wait, unless you have statutes of limitations.
It might involve bond money and, you know, we probably don't want to go too far down there.
Maybe.
But from dating to business topics to, you know, his Cougars and my Oklahoma State Cowboys, who's better, the Astros, Oilers, then it went to Texans, and he loved his sports.
Absolutely.
Everything he loved 1,000,000%.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He would also, you know, basically just a wealth of knowledge. I'd be arguing
about
a song.
About everything, right?
Everything.
I'd say,
absolutely.
Got to call the expert, and he'd break the tie.
So, Mark, listen, we could go for days, every single person telling stories about WG, but what's really important for us is you met him at a really crucial point in his life, and we all know, we all know the WG legacy because we've all been friends with him for all these years here back in West Virginia, but we hear of this story. This legend of Houston, right?
Right.
Era right around 2000. Tell me about what it was like when you first met White Gold.
We got to go back 10 years before that, 1990.
Oh, boy. We're taking it way back.
And
back in time.
So I was a manager of a pretty successful nightclub there and 150 employees.
In
Houston, right, on the west side of Houston. And had to let a DJ go. So we put an ad out to see, you know, if we could find someone, and two gentlemen showed up. One was crazy, exotic, you know, full of energy, wild hair, just full of it.
I have to stop you right there because this morning, whenever you said that, I thought that was WG. And then you were like, and then it was WG.
Dude, you just took his punchline. You're so WG right now. You have learned from the best.
I'm channeling him like you have been.
Yeah. And then there was the other guy.
Mark, I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. No tax. She took the punchline. She would do that with WG all the time.
I just heard my tongue out.
You got to get to the punchline quick with this one.
So then 2 weeks later, I fired this energetic, crazy, whatever. And here comes WG, and he's, I wore this, I'm wearing a polo.
Striped polo.
Whatever, and in his
Wait,
honor.
But yeah, I was going to say.
Rugby, yes. Rugby's the word, because this is what WG kind of wore.
Oh, okay.
And he was nervous. He was, dare I say, shy a little bit, because he just
Nobody would believe that ever.
He hasn't been in that atmosphere. I think he DJ'd in high school, and
he gets in his own head.
I think
though.
He was on MUL on the college station.
Yeah. But I know what you're talking about though, because he would get
in his own head. But very structured.
Yes.
And I was giving the reins to the car, to the whatever, and I said, "Go for it." He says, "I don't know what to do." And I said, "The equipment part, I'll teach you. I'll teach you how to beat mix."
Right.
I said, "But you can't teach personality." And little did I know.
What did you do?
What
did you do? It's you. I knew it. That's why we brought you on. You.
He would, I would come by the DJ booth and I'd say, could you please turn it up?
Turn it up.
Some of us would like the music a little louder. And we had live bands and he learned to, things like the last song the band was playing, he'd find a video. You know, MTV was still rocking in there. And he'd beat mix a video to a live band.
Mm.
That's
just
cool.
Crazy stuff like that.
Always ahead of his time.
I was going to say, that was, yeah.
He was literally always ahead of his time.
I mean, I've never seen anybody else ever do that. And then that's how he would, we had videos and music, and then he'd go straight from the band to
what a vibe.
To his part of the evening where he'd get the dance floor going.
Right.
So anyway, a couple of years later, there was a national search for the best happy hour DJ, and he submitted a video, and it's on his Facebook page now. And so he videotaped it. I'm sure I was in the DJ booth helping out with the lights and whatnot. Fun. And Wyatt said it was the funky pokey
Hokey pokey.
All this. And anyway, he won the 1991 National DJ Search.
So many people don't know that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
many
I didn't
people
know
don't
that.
Know. Listen, all of the listeners who are listening to us going, this isn't the show that I used to tune into, they don't hear that butter voice. That guy had a voice.
He was made
for it. And he knew how to use it, like literally. And so to hear that he was the DJ, like, so this is not international, but this was
1991
for the national award,
and it was just spontaneity. He was on the, you know, on the spot. He had the microphone and the dance floor. It wasn't the playing music; it was interacting with the crowd.
Absolutely,
for sure.
And all the Pulse stories we heard today was about how he wanted to connect, how he wanted to make someone's life a little better.
Yes,
and he figured out ways to do it, which was so amazing.
I agree.
But back then, he loved that job, and transforming it to COVID when nobody could see each other. And all the young listeners out there know about reaction videos on YouTube.
Yes.
We were doing that way before that came out. And he said, why don't we do a tour of celebrity homes? Mm-hmm. And we'll talk.
Cribs.
And we'll talk about
right.
it.
Right. You guys were cribs before cribs.
And he had so many ideas.
And so we're watching Brent Michaels' house. Yeah. And of course, there's a narrator. We turned the narrator off and we're cutting it up. You're like, look at this $5 million chandelier. That's amazing. And that didn't go anywhere. But then when the podcast opportunity came up, I said, oh, it's on now. And he had to kind of figure it out. We talked about different topics, real estate. We talked about music, you know, whatever the topic was. And you know, he settled on the history of Huntington. And I said, that is great, because that's literally an endless supply of ideas.
There. And it's right. something he loves so much.
And he loved it. Yes.
Right? And he was so proud. I know this from meeting you guys, right? One of the things that was always so important to him was being an ambassador to our community, right?
Absolutely.
And I've watched you guys come in over the years, and boy, he would roll out the red carpet and give you the biggest experience. And that's what we need, not just in this community, but in every community in America.
I was going to say, I've loved watching, like, everyone post all their pictures from when you guys have come into town and stuff. And it's so cool for me to be like, oh, they were at 21. Oh, they were at Marshall. They were at this place, you know.
It's a Convention and Visitors Bureau, the WG version.
Really? Right? Like, truly, they could take the photos from his Facebook page and use it absolutely to sponsor Huntington.
To Mark, before we let you go, it's so hard. Like, we can share stories all night long, and there's a line, literally, of people wanting to share stories.
Absolutely.
This is a tough one, Mark. So, if you had to describe WG, I'm just giving that little lead time. If you had to describe WG to a complete stranger in 3 to 5 words, what would they be?
Energetic, full of love, always promise a good time, and just somebody you likely will never forget.
That was 14 words. WG would not have accepted that answer. But we love you, Mark McNitt. And you know what? Really quickly, before we let Mark go, so WG loved to tell stories about KISS on this show, right?
More than anything.
Listen, it's KISS, it's Star Wars. He loved these things. So before we go, let's listen to this little tidbit. What, you got something there? Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Nope. He didn't realize I was an equal in the KISS Army with him for a while.
Oh, my.
He won.
And he didn't like that. He was a general. I was a colonel. And I didn't know anything about the KISS Army, but I had met Gene and Paul in, 1983 in Tulsa. And I won't go into how I met them, but anyway, I met them. And their roadie crew came to a nightclub I was DJing in Tulsa and brought merch. That blew him away. I had something on KISS that he hadn't had.
What drove him.
Right.
And then he finally paid a fee, but he met all of them at the Houston Rodeo. And he was in the picture that we've got in the slideshow. That was definitely a highlight.
Fantastic. Well, he may have paid a fee, but all those guys would pay a fee to meet him now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would pay a fee.
Absolutely. I would pay.
Really quickly, guys, here's the white gold. Yes, this is a clink happening. Clink.
Yes. Mm.
So we're going to go back to this segue, and we're going to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, such great stories, Mark McNitt. Mark, sit with us just for a few more moments as we go over a couple of our favorite KISS moments from WG and the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine.
All right,
listen up, guys.
Phil Collin liked my comment.
Oh, my God.
So just the other day, Phil Collin liked a 4-year-old comment that said, "Pour some sugar on me is the best. There will never be another." So
I love that. That's like the highlight of life if you're a fan. Has any members of KISS liked your comments in the fan groups?
Yes.
Are you lying?
Nice. No, I'm not lying.
He's fibbing. Look at his face.
No, I'm not.
He wants to be cool like you.
No. I don't know where my phone is.
Show me later.
I have a former member of KISS on my speed dial.
Oh, that's super cool.
I guess you are a little bit cool.
If you've ever heard Crazy, Crazy Nights or Tears Are Falling or...
Look at the smile again. I love being here watching you two and your fandom. I'm loving this.
Yes, the good.
And we're nerds.
Nerds. And I'm not talking about cameo stuff. I'm talking about I know enough to know you don't reach out to celebrities like Taffer, John Taffer.
Yeah.
We've talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't just. You know, you don't have a couple too many beverages and go, John, how are you? That's how you get completely blocked.
Yeah,
so no.
That's how you lose a friend.
Yeah.
But you should share this podcast with him.
I'm sure he has no interest.
I'm positive. He's not trying to hang out in Huntington, West Virginia. With,
and I don't think Bruce Kulick, who used to be in Kiss, has any interest in what's going on in the Huntington Tri-State area.
I mean, you never know.
I doubt it.
People and I love Huntington.
Bruce, if you're listening, and let's not get distracted. Yes, I gave Bruce Kulick a Millennium Falcon drone.
Nice.
Because he loves Star Wars. And he is now the guitar player for Grand Funk Railroad. We're an American band and some kind of wonderful and locomotion. And I went to go see him. And a mutual friend of mine, Wyatt Magnum, told me, he said, you know, Bruce loves Star Wars as well, because I love Star Wars. And so,
what are you being thoughtful?
I know. And so I went up to Cincinnati and saw Grand Funk Railroad and brought Bruce Kulick a Millennium Falcon drone. And he was pinned down with all these fans asking him nerdy Kiss questions and He's Grand like, Funk.
I'm so above that. Yeah. I'm so above that. I brought a Star Wars gift.
But no, yeah, what I did, that's exactly my
strategy. He stood out.
My strategy was, and this is in the lobby of like a DoubleTree hotel or something. I was like back there, and I just put the Millennium Falcon down, and I just started flying it in the lobby. It's 11:30 at night or something.
Is this the same one that you got in trouble for at your real estate conference?
Well, I bought multiples. It's the same toy. and Bruce Kulick,
he didn't give away the only one. That would be crazy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I still have one. And Bruce Kulick was like looking around going, "What is that in? That looks like the Millennium Falcon."
And suddenly he's very uninterested in and all of the people asking him questions.
He kind of like shoves everybody around. Like, hold on, let me. And he comes over to me because he sees I'm piloting it. He doesn't know who I am at the. He's like, "What is that?" I went, "Oh, this is yours."
"Oh, this? It's nothing."
No, I did. I said, "This is yours." He was like, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I'm WG, and we know Wyatt." And he said, "Oh, yeah, of course," and blah blah, and.
And a friendship was born.
I know. And I stood there for 45.
I love how happy your heart is right now. Just reliving this moment.
For 45 minutes, I sat there and flew a Millennium Falcon drone in the and the DoubleTree people were laughing and stuff.
You know what I love about both of y'all's stories, though, right now? You could never do this in today's musician world. Like, you could never.
It's
you can't even
now.
Get close enough to be like, "Hey, look at this sweet shirt that I have from, like, the first time you went and played at, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Paramount in Ashland, whatever."
Yes.
Like, you could never. That's so awesome.
Anyway. It's awesome. And Kiss has played here a number of times. I mean, I've seen him several times. And can I tell you my favorite Kiss song?
Oh, but let me guess.
Guess.
What is it? What's the first letter of it?
B.
Beth.
Nope.
Oh, wait. Black Diamond.
No. Keep going.
Starts with a B. Oh, I love this. This is fun. Everybody at home, hope you play it.
Think about it more as a place.
I don't even know enough about this.
It's a place.
A place I used to live.
B?
You are like...
Beckley Rock City. No. Wait, don't... B?
He's really stumped right now.
Back in the New York groove.
Well, the name of the song is New York Groove.
Oh, okay. We'll see. All right.
That threw me off.
I was wondering why it was.
But I do love that. Okay.
Yep. There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
I love this right now.
Thanks for listening to the Huntington Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Realty Exchange, the top performing real estate company in the Huntington, West Virginia Tri-State area. If you have a memory you would want WG to talk more about, just send him an email at memories@htstimemachine.com or post a comment on the Time Machine Facebook group page. Did you like this episode? Be sure to share it with friends and family. You can find a link in the show notes that you can use to share it. And be sure to let Realty Exchange know that you like the podcast as well. Their contact information can be found in this episode's show notes.